かっているはず。
Breakthrough by the Blues from 2005. The Japanese Osanobu guitars, vocalists, anything I want in the world. It was the year 2005 album. I want to tell you what. There's one thing in the world that I want.
Before that's Love Life.
It's gotta be the LP edition of
my Orange Pickup.
Oh yeah, that was from 2002. That I could never.
Well, that's 1 year later. 2003.
Love Life by Orange Pickup. That one was
Love Year 2002. And before that,
we're gonna have very last
1 year later. 2003.
Show Symbols.
We have Love Year. The music.
Up next, we're gonna have the last track of tonight.
Jay Lee,
and I'm gonna sign off.
And I hope to go again.
Guys, a very good night.
I hope you a very good rest of your weekend next week.
Start of your next week.
And the rest of your weekend.
To WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
This is DJ Lee.
Summer Love.
Sign off.
Jasmine Park.
Every one of you.
2007.
A good night.
Album.
We are together.
And those
I'm next, this one, of course, is dedicated
Summer
to
Love
all
by
Jasmine
Summer Days
from the album.
You're listening
we
to
are
WRCT
together.
Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Course,
and this is
dedicated
to all the sweet
off.
Summer days.
You can catch me next Saturday from 10 to 11 p.m.
Thank you.
That was the track Says Forever by a Japanese band known as Garb. That was GRP Garb. I don't know who came up with that name, but I could tell you what, it was a great one because I haven't been able to find any information about them online anywhere. It's probably partially because the CD came out in the mid-2000s and the website wasn't really popular back then. But it was like genuinely one of those occasions where I just like bought a CD for $5 only because of the cover artwork. And in this case, it wasn't beautiful. Yeah, the cover artwork was actually kind of hideous, I would say. Before that, we have Leah Yoshizawa with the track For Real, and that one was from 1999. I do love how that horn sounded. Oh yeah. And before that, of course, that was Endless Summer Nude. Up next, we're going to have a very special track. This one came out just a few years back. This one's called Milabo. It was by a very popular Japanese music group called Zutto Mayonaka Demo I. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
song Neon Lights that came out in 2019 by Toto Hashimiya. Before that, Hysteria Girl by PSYQUI. And yeah, I still don't know how to pronounce that name correctly. PSYQUI, if you're listening, you need to give us old DJ a clarification of how to pronounce your name, because we don't know, and it's just way too hard for someone attending CMU, I guess. And before that, we had a track called Milabo or Mirror Bowl, but I have one very important correction to make. The artist's name was actually Zutomaya Nakade Inori, or if only it was always midnight. That was my translation. Very cool band, very cool band. I'm next, we're gonna have a very fast, fast jazz funk joint called Say What by Platinum 900, and that was from 1997. We'll be right back.
left off the stage. So what the folks are saying? Well, yes, he did leave the stage. Soon as the solo was over, Coltrane walked off the stage. So what the folks are saying? Well, yes, the boss left the stage. Cream now don't sign now, because they have to rehearse. Although we know they are masters, they get a real groovy sound. I knew we had to demand it, but as the ball left the stage, so now the solos are over. And if you can figure out the crew, I'd like to help you.
was the song Red Lines by the Japanese jazz vocalist Yasuko Ogawa. Yasuko was actually not only popular among the jazz listeners, but she was also very popular among pop music listeners as well. And before that, we have Cool Drive Makers with So What, a very cool interpretation of Miles Davis's jazz standard of the same name. And before that, we have the track What Is LH by Leghead. This group was actually just formed a couple of years ago and was one of the brightest new stars in the Japanese fusion scene today. Up next, we have the song Love Thing by the band Symbols, and this one is from the year 2003.
さ頬の少しの傷を気に留めることはない。流行る心のままに体を委ねるだけ。風が僕の背中をそっと押してくれるよ。限りない過ちは二人の愛のためさ。君なら分かっているはず。
Breakthrough by the Beatles from 2005. The Japanese Bossa Nova guitarists, vocalists, anything outside in the world, it was the LP of 2005 album. I want to tell you what, there's one thing in the world that I want.
Before that's Love Life.
It's gotta be the LP edition of
by
that album.
Orange Pickup.
Oh yeah, that was from 2002. One that I could never
before
afford.
That's 1 year later, 2003. Love Life by Orange Pickup. That one was
Love Year 2002. And before that's
we're gonna have very last
1 year later, 2003.
Show
Symbols.
We have Love You,
the music.
Up next, we're gonna have the last track of tonight.
This is Jay Lee, and I'm gonna sign off.
And I should rifle go again.
Guys, a very good night.
Hereby hope you a very good rest start weekend next week.
Start of your next week.
And the rest of the weekend.
To WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
This is DJ Lee.
Summer Love.
Sign off.
Jazz and Park.
Every one of you who's listening.
A good night.
Album, we are together.
And those
up next,
this one, of course, is dedicated
Summer
to
Love
all of
by Jazz and Summer Days
from the album
You're listening
We Are
to WRCT
Together.
Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
Course,
and this is dedicated
DJ Lee.
To all the
sweet
off.
Summer days.
You can catch me next Saturday from 10 to 11 p.m.
opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. One song per decade, 100 years of music in 1 hour. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades. Brad Savage. If I snare Brad Savage.
Tune it in. The airwaves are great. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music, one song per decade. All styles are welcome. It's a global experiment. It's a global experience in music appreciation. This is Cruisin' the Decades. You're listening to episode number 128, cruisinthedecades.com. On today's program, the first human spacewalk in 1965, plus a real banger, musically speaking, from that same year. And one of the most amazing recordings of the 1930s, and one of the weirdest songs and bands of the 1990s. Mick Jagger co-writes with a top pop rock band in 2002 and a 20-week number one hit song from 1956. It's Cruisin' the Decades, and let's begin well over 100 years ago. This was released by Columbia Records in 1916. One of the most famous recordings by Anna Chandler, an American vaudeville actress and mezzo-soprano singer of popular and light classical songs of the day. Anna Chandler with a fun, kind of silly number. This one is called You Can't Get Along With 'Em or Without 'Em. It's 1916 on Cruisin' the Decades. 100 years of music.
I think the married men are getting a trimmum, and still I hate to knock the beautiful women. Oh, gee, what can the trouble be? You read, of course, every day some divorce. No matter where you go, you hear of a scandal. Why are the women getting harder to handle? What a game! Who's to blame? You'll hear the fellows exclaim. You can't get along when you're with them or without them. Girls, right or wrong, there is something nice about them. They're stubborn and contrary, expensive till they're very necessary. Little me has a way that's so endearing. Oh, how your dough has a way of disappearing. I know a man in old Kentucky that's got one, and now I hear that Mr. Wilson has got one. You can't get along when you're with him or without him. You've got to have him, that's all. I know a lot of men who never would leave 'em, and then a lot of men who never believe 'em. Oh my, how they can tell a lie, look in your eye, and deny and deny. They get excited, then you pet 'em and fab 'em. Where would we be today if we didn't have 'em? Cold as ice, then they're nice. Some fellows marry them twice. You can get along when you're with them or without them. Girls, right or wrong, there is something nice about them. They're stubborn and contrary, expensive, still they're very necessary. Each little piece has a way that's so endearing. Oh, how your dough has a way of disappearing. I know a man in old Kentucky that's got one, and now I hear that Mr. Wilson has got one. You can get along when you're with them or without them. You've got to have them, that's all. You can't get along when you're with them or without them. Girls, right or wrong, there is something nice about them. They're stubborn and contrary, expensive, still they're very necessary. Each little piece has a way that's so endearing. Oh, how your dough has a way of disappearing. You know that half the world is saying we need them, until the other half is playing for freedom. You can't get along when you're with them or without them. You've got to have them, that's all.
An audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history. From swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
Let's misbehave. Let's misbehave.
If you'd be just so sweet and only meet your fate, dear, 'twould be the great event of 1928, dear.
Let's misbehave.
Decades, 100 years of music appreciation. Let's misbehave. A real famous standard song, originally composed in 1927 by Cole Porter, one of the greatest, one of the most famous, one of the most prolific songwriters of the popular music era. Now, that song was recorded by a number of different artists. You just heard the Irving Aronson and His Commanders version from 1928. It was originally written for the musical Paris, but it was discarded before the Broadway opening, and they used Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love instead in that musical. Another very famous song that's been done by dozens, if not hundreds, of artists through the years. Well, on Cruisin' the Decades, we explore many sounds of music's glorious past. All genres, all styles are welcome. We pick out one song per decade. So now, moving from the 1920s into the 1930s and some early 30s blues. And there aren't very many blues singers like Skip James. This is an amazing recording. This is a stop you dead in your tracks, absolutely essential recording of the history of popular music and what led to rhythm and blues and rock and roll music. This song is called Devil Got My Woman. By the way, I discovered this song because it was used in a really great movie back in 2001, a film called Ghost World with Thora Birch and Scarlett Johansson and Steve Buscemi. This is Skip James, Devil Got My Woman, on Cruisin' the Decades.
At the Summit FM in Akron, Ohio, USA, with flagship global broadcasts on Superpower Shortwave, Radio Miami International, and WDCQ, The Planet in Maine, along with the most impactful and important FM and AM music outlets and community-minded radio stations in the world. This is a 100-year journey through recorded popular music history. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. Over 100 years of music. Thank you.
stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true. The wind in the willow played love's sweet melody, but all of those vows we made were never to be. Though we're apart, you're part of me still.
Decades, 100 years of music history, Blueberry Hill, a 1940 early version by the Jimmy Dorsey Orchestra with Ray Eberle on vocals. And that song was also done by Louis Armstrong and Glenn Miller and Sammy Kaye. But most people are familiar with the Fats Domino version from 1956, one of the early rock and roll hits. This was 16 years earlier. CruisingTheDecades.com. You can find all of our playlists and all of our shows on demand. I'm Brad Savage, and we move now into the 1950s, and this song was number one for an amazing 20 weeks in 1956. This is Ray Price. Here's Crazy Arms on Cruising the Decades.